And finally, things are starting to, the chickens are coming home to roost in Seattle. When you have a generation of anti-capitalist, anti-business, when you have as a template that the madness of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez forced Amazon to pull out of a New York City position that would have brought tens of thousands of well-paying jobs to New York City, this is the beginning of the floodgates. It is exactly as we predicted, and it is our top story.
The Big Lead, top story.
So this was an exclusive at GeekWire.com about an hour ago. Amazon moving thousands of employees out of Seattle, relocating key division to nearby city, that nearby city being Bellevue. We'll talk in just a couple of minutes with the president of the Bellevue Chamber of Commerce about what this means. But Amazon has what's called a worldwide operations team. Now, this is a portion of its Seattle position, but they are moving thousands of jobs from downtown Seattle to downtown Bellevue. GeekWire obtained an internal email, and this is potentially cataclysmic for the downtown Seattle real estate market because I think it is unquestionable. Amazon with HQ2, when they first announced that, I said, well, clearly this is the beginning of them pulling out of Seattle. It didn't make any sense for a company run by Jeff Bezos that has been built on squeezing as much efficiency out of every penny of every dollar and getting their margins as tight as possible. It makes no sense for a corporation like that to have two, what they told us, tried to claim, were going to be equal but geographically separate worldwide headquarters. And that's what HQ2 was. That never made sense to me. And that was clear to me that that was the beginning of Amazon saying, we've had it. We've had it with the political climate in Seattle. We have had it with the hatred that Seattle politicians have for our corporation.
No, Jeff Bezos is our enemy. He is our enemy. And we have to fight big business. The question is, will we have elected representatives who will fight with us or not?
Now, as I told you the day we got that Sawant soundbite, what's the motivation for a politician to say something like that about the single largest employer in her city? The motivation is they don't like high-tech jobs. Socialists can't stand that people who have gone to college and have acquired the talent and the education and the ability to merit a six-figure Amazon job, they hate that. They want to bring everybody down to the level of the $15 an hour minimum wage employee. Why? Because in the view of so many socialists on the Seattle City Council, wasn't it Mosqueda who went back to New York City to tell them that it'd be horrible to let Amazon in? The goal of Seattle politics is not to lift up the poor, not to lift up the working class. Because once you elevate out of working class, lower middle class, once you start being able to take care of your own life and your own family, well, you need government less. And it is the desire of the Seattle City Council and the mayor of Seattle, who, by the way, I'm going to have more on this. This Amazon breaking news, I didn't know I was going to be talking about this an hour ago. But I was doing a lot of research on Jenny Durkin. She always talks about wealth disparity. I didn't realize that her partner is likely worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Why don't you give that to the homeless? Why don't you live like a commoner? Anyway, I'll get back to that. It's the goal of Seattle politics not to lift up people, not to allow people self-sufficiency. It is to bring others down to the level of the dependent, to the level of those who need government for most or many aspects of their life. And we're seeing the manifestation of that right now. Amazon with HQ2 started it a couple of months ago. They announced that a downtown, the Rainier Square building that they were going to lease out, that they are going to now sublease it because they're not going to use that space. And now today's news that they are going to move thousands of jobs out of Seattle into Bellevue is just a continuation of this trend. This is what you get when you elect crazies into government. When you have people calling the CEO of your largest employee or employer the enemy. And they're getting what they want. If there's a downtown real estate crash in the next few years, that's their dream. That's their dream. If some of these high-rises that have been built in the exuberance of this economic bubble that has gone on longer than any bubble in our history, whenever we have the inevitable cyclical downturn of our local and national economy, Seattle's going to be hit so hard between the minimum wage and the flex scheduling and the absolute contempt for business owners, for employers, for job creators, for taxpayers. Seattle is one of the worst positioned cities in the country for an economic downturn. But again, this is by design. Don't anybody believe that this is not being carefully manipulated by socialists and Marxists who have taken over Seattle government. Their dream is being realized. Okay, so that's what it means for Seattle. What does this mean for Bellevue? Up next in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead, top story.
All right, continuing with our Big Lead coverage. So, Amazon moving thousands of jobs from Seattle to Bellevue. We will continue to talk about what this means for Seattle and the political climate there. But what does it mean for Bellevue? Joe Fain is a former state senator who is now the president of the Bellevue Chamber of Commerce. He joins us here on Cairo Radio. Joe, always good to talk to you.
Hey, thanks, Dory. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so what does this mean for Bellevue that Amazon is moving thousands of jobs from Seattle to Bellevue?
Well, in some ways, it's an exciting opportunity. In other ways, it's just more of the same. We've seen this type of major growth in the Bellevue tech sector for a number of years, and we've seen companies that have seen what Bellevue has to offer on a whole host of items. So it's no surprise that they'd want to do this, but it is an exciting opportunity to see such a great international company really double down on its commitment to the city.
Okay, let me have you take a step back to your prior career as a state senator. What does this say about Seattle and Seattle's politics and Seattle's business environment that Amazon wants to move so many thousand jobs out?
Well, I don't look at it so much as a Seattle versus Bellevue kind of thing. I mean, clearly there are very strong elements still at play in Seattle, and they've seen businesses that have gone from Bellevue to Seattle. But the reality is, I do think there are some companies that want to be in an environment that's got a stable political culture, that has a stable communities, and I think Bellevue has to offer that. So I don't think it's an either or, but it is showing that Bellevue has a lot to offer for these companies, both big and small.
Okay, we've seen how it's the growth of Amazon in particular, how it's impacted Seattle as far as traffic and mobility and all of that. Bellevue's already, it's tough for me to get to Bell Square for the candy cane lane or whatever the Christmas thing is now. What does this mean for Bellevue? How do you absorb so much new growth in the next few years?
Well, that is the question, and I think you've asked it the right way. How do you absorb the new growth? It's a question. It's a problem statement. And if you've got a functioning political organization like our current city council, if you have civic involved companies represented here at the chamber and elsewhere, the desire is to take the problem, to sit down and figure out the solution. And there are a whole host of different things, from expanded use of automated shuttles to different technologies with ride shares to enhanced transit opportunities. This shouldn't be viewed as, oh no, Amazon's coming to town. The sky is falling. It should be viewed as, what a great opportunity. What do we need to do to prepare for it? And that's the work ahead for us.
Did you know this was coming? I know it just is breaking this morning, but had the connected people in Bellevue known this was in the works?
We know that there has been incredible increase in the city of Bellevue, particularly from Amazon, from the increased role of Vulcan, their prime developer, on some of the key spaces in the downtown core, to some additional options on leases that have been taken out. And there's been, you know, millions of square feet of real estate that have been bantered around, numbers in that magnitude over the last several weeks and months. And so it doesn't come as a surprise to us, but it does come with a timeline now that seems to be inching forward. It does show that this seems to be now more inevitable than it's been in the past.
Okay. And finally, since you're a bit of an insider, is this the beginning of floodgates of Amazon moving out of Seattle, do you think?
I don't know. I can't comment on that. Seattle's got a lot to offer, and it's a great city. And I know that it has a lot of problems. We've seen it in recent very highly publicized exposés on some of the key problems that the city faces. But Seattle is still a great city. Bellevue needs to be a partner with Seattle in order for our region to be strong and prosperous. But we know here in Bellevue that there are a couple things that companies really value: mobility, quality of life. It's mixing that desire to have livability after hours and good schools and strong family amenities. I mean, Bellevue has that to offer, and I think we're just going to be getting better and better.
All right. Joe Fain is the president of the Bellevue Chamber of Commerce. Joe, appreciate you coming on with me. Thank you.
My pleasure, Dory.
The breaking news that we got right before we went on the air today is GeekWire.com, in an exclusive for them, they said that Amazon is moving thousands of jobs from Seattle to Bellevue. Who better to give me and you an analysis of this than Bellevue real estate impresario, Kemper Freeman, who joins us live here on the Dory Monson Show. Kemper, it's always good talking with you, sir.
Hi, Dory. Thanks for calling. Thank you.
Yeah. Is that an okay term for you, a Bellevue impresario? I don't even know what that means, but it sounded good.
I have no idea what that word means, but I've been called worse things and better things and everything in between, so thank you very much.
Okay. Let's start with the city you know so well as a bit of a real estate mogul in Bellevue. What's your take on Amazon moving thousands of jobs from downtown Seattle to Bellevue?
Well, I think it's a good thing for Bellevue and the East Side. We're at a time in our lives where the commercial real estate market in Seattle and in Bellevue is at an all-time high. It has never been a better time for things to happen. And that means better jobs and more taxes and better services from government. And it just is what makes everything work. It's a beautiful thing. Now, there's plenty of work to be done to make sure that we do all the best things with transportation and all the other things, so that that we don't just get more taxes and all we get is more traffic. We got a lot of things to figure out, which I work on that every day, and I'm convinced there's many things we could do to soften the traffic blow and accommodate the employees.
Well, if it's, I mean, economics, as you know as well as anybody, has to kind of be in balance. If this is a beautiful thing for Bellevue, is it a correspondingly ugly thing for Seattle?
You know, I think this economy is strong enough that whether they came or not, and we're certainly glad that they're coming, there is enough right now in the wind. As long as this boom continues, there's more than enough to fill the divot in Seattle and keep the East Side going at the same time. So I think it's a great time for it to happen. There'll be work for government and everybody to do to make sure that it doesn't just mess things up, that it's a win-win for everybody. And I believe that can be done.
But, I mean, economies run in cycles. And as you said, this has been an unprecedented good time. But, I mean, by every multiple, every investment, every market is at, you know, historic highs. And it's my view, Kemper, and you know more about this than me, that Seattle's sitting on a bubble. And especially with the politics of Seattle, when they have contempt, when Sawant says that Jeff Bezos is the enemy, and they have put such restrictions on business owners with every kind of law and meddling imaginable, I fear that when we have that inevitable cyclical downturn, that Seattle is one of the worst poised cities in the country for that because of our politics.
I think that you're right, and I think those political ideas that some of them I vehemently don't agree with and think that they're harmful to Seattle and can't understand why they're doing it and why the city doesn't understand that they're harmful. But I think that those whatever harm's going to come to Seattle is going to come from those ideas that don't belong in Seattle, and they don't belong here on the east side either. And I think that'll do more harm than whether Amazon comes to Seattle or moves over here for part of this. You know, it's not the whole company that's coming, but that segment that comes over here, I think it's the politics that are going to do Seattle more damage than the fact they stayed or left.
And I mean, I think it's the beginning of the floodgates opening for an exodus from Seattle by Amazon. I think that HQ2 never made any sense to me, that a company that is so efficient would want to have two separate headquarters. They said they're not going to lease that Rainier Square building, and they're going to sublease that. Now they're moving thousands of jobs. Do you think it's inevitable that this is the beginning of the end of Amazon in Seattle?
I really can't speak for them, but I think if the political leaders of Seattle just stop and think, if they just stop and think, what would they do if they were in Amazon's shoes? Is this the way they would want to be treated? I can't imagine that they could say yes to that. So I think that the bad political ideas are more damaging to Seattle than whatever Amazon does or doesn't do.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely.
So they got problems to fix one way or the other. The good news is the economy is strong. There is a lot of companies that are still heading want to be in Seattle. So it's not like this is the end of Seattle.
Got it.
It's a big number, but Seattle's a big number. Seattle's and Bellevue's. This is the best of economic times in Bellevue, and I've been here my entire life. And. Mm-hmm. But both cities got a lot of work to do to keep up with all the things they need to do to make sure that all of this growth doesn't spoil the city for everybody else. We need to make sure that everybody wants to stay here and be happy.
We're talking with Kemper Freeman, and at the beginning of our conversation, I won't keep you much longer here, but you mentioned the traffic. You know, how does Bellevue absorb this? My family and I like coming to Snowflake Lane at your Bellevue Square, and it's tough. It's tough right now getting around Bellevue. How do you absorb thousands more jobs coming into Bellevue with traffic?
That's something I've spent a couple of decades with some of the best transportation engineers in the country. So I'm fully aware of lots of things that we can do to reduce congestion and accommodate the traffic. And for reasons I don't understand, sometimes our government thinks the idea is just get rid of the cars, don't build any more roads. Everybody's going to walk or ride their bicycle. that isn't even true in China anymore. I mean, you go to China, the first time I went there, there was nothing but bicycles and everybody walking everywhere. Now you can't find a bike over there. Everybody has a car and good transit. But there are many ways to solve that. And I think the public ought to be putting a lot of pressure on our government to start solving the problem, not with political ideas, but with normal, traditional, known ways to solve the traffic, we can do it. And I have spent a few million dollars on figuring out how you do that. And we're about to publish a study that probably makes me feel more comfortable than I would be if I hadn't been studying it, then, and know that there are solutions, and many of them cost much less than what we're spending and do far more to accommodate traffic, reduce congestion, and are good for the environment. So there are many good things, and I think that's a story that needs to begin to take play in both Seattle and the East Side.
Well, and along those lines, the last time you and I talked on the air, it was about Sound Transit. I mean, as a region, we're going to end up spending about $100 billion on this one agency that, by their own environmental impact statement, does absolutely nothing to reduce congestion. And it's just, you know, that's where we get back to what you said. This is about political leadership and not about just, pandering to special interests.
Yes, absolutely. I think some people in the Northwest have been sold a bunch of things that cost a fortune, and their own study shows that we're spending a lot of money on a lot of things that don't produce results. But we got to spend money on things that produce results. And I will promise anybody listening to this show, there are solutions that cost far less than we're spending that can solve this problem. And we've been choosing, our leaders have been choosing the most expensive options and sometimes the least effective. And I don't mean that transit is automatically bad. There are forms of transit that we're using that make way more sense than what we've been led to believe is the answer.
Amen, my brother. All right. Well, as I said, absolutely nobody in the world better to talk about this Amazon move and what it means than you. Kemper Freeman, I really appreciate you jumping on with me. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dory. You're doing a good job.
Thank you, sir. All right, lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show.